Welcome to another edition of the EAHCP Steward Interviews. Today we're speaking with Mark Enders from the City of New Braunfels about a riverbank stabilization project near Landa Park. Mark fills us in on why this project is so important for the endangered fountain darter and its habitat. Here's Mark.
So Mark, it's been a couple of years in the making, and looks like you guys are getting ready to start on the bank stabilization project. So talk to me a little bit about your guys' readiness.
Sure, we're ready to go. We've been having some discussions with our contractor. The primary contractor will be Austin Filter Systems, and we're ready to go with the project.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the overall project as it, as it's planned. What are we planning to do here along this particular bank?
We're going to be providing stability to an existing slope that is badly eroded and sloughing. The project will involve some tow block anchoring systems, as well as recontouring of the slope. And then it'll also involve a riparian restoration component as well.
Give me an approximate location of where we are in Landa Park.
Okay, the project will occur along the old channel of the Comal River, just downstream of Landa Lake, and it's the original channel of the Comal River.
And how much of this bank are you going to actually restore?
There's approximately 1,000 linear feet of bank will be stabilized for the project.
And I understand, once the infrastructure is put in, that you're going to come back in and do the riparian planting and that sort of thing?
Absolutely. The riparian restoration and revegetation will be a very essential piece of getting the project done and providing long-term stabilization of the slope. So once the engineering stability components are installed, we'll come back and do a full-scale restoration to get deep root structure into the slope that'll provide that long-term stability of the slope.
Now, in some of the photos that we have here accompanying the story, people will be able to see the bank kind of across the stream here. But the riparian planting is going to happen on both sides of the river. Is that right?
Absolutely. You know, the focus of the riparian restoration work will be on the recontoured slope, but also the adjacent bank of the river will receive restoration treatment, which will involve the removal of non-native invasive plant species and then the planting of a native grass and plant species.
So tell me, Mark, this is a very steep bank. What kind of work are you actually going to do on this?
Well, the first step will be installing a diversion swale or berm up on the top of the slope that'll help to direct stormwater runoff or run on to the slope to direct that to stabilized outfalls that'll direct water down to the river, and it'll prevent erosion from further eroding the slope. Another component of the project will be an anchored tow block or anchoring system at the toe of slope that'll provide stability at the bottom of the slope right at the water level. And then after that, the slope will be recontoured and there'll be a second whaler wall of mid-slope that'll provide additional stability of the slope. And then the last component will be the riparian restoration, which will tie the project together.
Excellent, excellent. So what kind of a timeline are we looking at here? How long is this project going to take?
We're looking at about 4 to 5 months for the project. So a lot of the engineering design components will be completed 2 to 3 months, and then we have another couple months for the riparian restoration work.
Mm-hmm. And together with the flow split portion of work that's already been done near Landa Lake, how does this all benefit the species and the protection of the habitat?
Sure. This project, in conjunction with the flow split initiative that was completed a couple years ago as part of the HCP, will provide a long-term stable habitat for the fountain darter in the old channel. When the HCP kicked off in 2013, there was a large sediment island that was in the middle of the river channel, and that was a result of previous erosion and sedimentation of this bank. So that's one of the primary reasons that we're doing the stabilization project, to prevent reoccurrence of erosion and sedimentation in the river channel itself.
So this is really kind of a long-term benefit for the overall habitat.
Absolutely. It'll provide a long-term solution and stabilization of this bank that'll prevent, sedimentation and erosion going way out into the future. So we're happy to get started with the project.
Well, excellent. We appreciate the time.
All right. Thanks, John.